News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast Daybreak. I'm Pratikrit Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. The central government on Wednesday said it has stepped up efforts to control the spread of swarms of locusts in Rajasthan, Gujarat, Punjab, and Madhya Pradesh, and will soon deploy drones to spray pesticides to avert the migratory pests. 21 districts in Rajasthan, 18 in Madhya Pradesh, 2 in Gujarat, and 1 district in Punjab have undertaken locust control measures till now, said the Union Agriculture Ministry in a statement, adding that the menace has been controlled in 47,308 hectare areas across the 4 states so far. After damaging crops in Rajasthan and Madhya Pradesh, swarms of locusts entered Uttar Pradesh's Jhansi district and could head towards Maharashtra's Ramtek city amid what is being described as the worst attack in 26 years. It is not a new problem and we had been facing it for a long time. This year the locust attack is the worst in 26 years, said an official at the Faridabad-based locust warning organization, adding that there is a coordinated effort to contain its spread. Locusts have earlier been confined to Rajasthan and Gujarat. The official added that since the insects are not finding enough food to survive, they are moving to other areas aided by strong winds. Indian Council of Agricultural Research Director General Trilochan Mahapatra said the insects have attacked about 40,000 hectares of land, but there is no impact on rabi crops like wheat, pulses and oil seeds as most of them are harvested by now. The focus now is to stop the outbreak prior to arrival of monsoon rainfall in June, July, when locusts will mature and breed. If the infestation is not controlled, it will pose a threat to kharif crops, said Mahapatra. An official of the UP government said a swarm of locusts had made its way to Jhansi district on Wednesday. The swarm is spread over an area of about 1 square kilometer. Other districts in the region are also on alert. While locusts had struck the same district last week, authorities had said they had managed to eliminate half of that swarm with the help of locals. The latest swarm was spotted in MP's Datia district, and anticipating its arrival, the Jhansi administration had already deployed fire brigade vehicles loaded with pesticides and taken other measures. Officials in Maharashtra said swarms that had entered Katol and Parsioni in Nagpur district over the last 4 days might now move towards Ramtek city. But it is difficult to predict their exact flying course, said an Agriculture Department official. In a surprise move, US President Donald Trump on Wednesday offered to mediate or arbitrate the raging border dispute between India and China, saying he was ready, willing, and able to ease the tensions amid the continuing standoff between the two armies. Trump had previously offered to mediate between India and Pakistan on the Kashmir issue, a proposal rejected by New Delhi, which maintains there is no role for any third party in bilateral issues. Trump took to Twitter on Wednesday to make the latest offer. We have informed both India and China that the United States is ready, willing, and able to mediate or arbitrate their now raging border dispute. Thank you, he wrote on the microblogging site. Trump's unexpected offer came on a day when China took an apparently conciliatory tone by saying the situation at the border with India is overall stable and controllable. In Beijing, Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Zhao Lijian said both China and India have proper mechanisms and communication channels to resolve the issues through dialogue and consultations. In New Delhi, Chinese Ambassador Sun Weidong said China and India should never let the differences shadow the overall bilateral ties and must enhance mutual trust. Without referring to the tense military standoff, Sun said both sides should resolve their differences through communication and adhere to the basic premise that they pose no threat to each other. We should correctly view our differences and never let them shadow the overall situation of bilateral cooperation. At the same time, we should gradually seek understanding through communication and constantly resolve differences, Sun said. The remarks by the two Chinese leaders came a day after President Xi Jinping ordered the military to scale up the battle preparedness, visualizing the worst-case scenarios, and asked it to resolutely defend the country's sovereignty. And India's antitrust body is looking into allegations that Alphabet Incorporated's Google is abusing its market position to unfairly promote its mobile payments app in the country, five sources familiar with the case told Reuters. The complaint was filed in February, and the Competition Commission of India has kept the identity of the complainant confidential, the first source with direct knowledge of the case said. The complaint alleges the US tech giant more prominently showcases its Google Pay app inside its Android app store in India, giving it an unfair advantage over apps of competitors, which hurts consumers, the source added. Google did not respond to a request for comment. Two of the sources said the watchdog informed Google about the case being filed a few days ago, and the company will respond in due course. A source said the case filing is currently being reviewed by senior CCI members. Typically, in such cases, Google will appear before the watchdog, which will then decide on the way forward. The CCI can direct its investigations unit to conduct a wider probe into the allegations or dismiss the case if it finds no merit in it. It is at a consideration stage, the source said. The CCI did not respond to a request for comment. This is Google's third major antitrust challenge in India. In 2018, the CCI fined Google $21 million for search bias, but a company appeal against that is pending. The CCI last year also started probing Google for allegedly misusing its dominant position to reduce the ability of smartphone manufacturers to opt for alternate versions of its Android mobile operating system. And the launch of a SpaceX rocket ship with two NASA astronauts on a history-making flight into orbit was called off with less than 17 minutes to go in the countdown on Wednesday because of thunderclouds and the danger of lightning. Liftoff was rescheduled for Saturday afternoon. The spacecraft, designed, built, and owned by SpaceX, was set to blast off in the afternoon for the International Space Station, opening a new era in commercial space flight. It would have also marked the first time in nearly a decade that the US launched astronauts into orbit from American soil. But thunderstorms for much of the day threatened to force a postponement, and the word finally came down that the atmosphere was so electrically charged that the spacecraft with NASA astronauts Doug Hurley and Bob Behnken aboard was in danger of getting hit by a bolt of lightning. No launch for today. Safety for our crew members, Astro Doug and Astro Behnken, is our top priority, NASA Administrator Jim Bridenstine tweeted using a lightning emoji. The two men were scheduled to ride aboard the SpaceX's sleek, bullet-shaped Dragon capsule on top of a Falcon 9 rocket, taking off from the same launch pad used during the Apollo moon missions a half century ago. Both President Donald Trump and Vice President Mike Pence had arrived to watch. Trump, who before the flight postponement marveled at the magnificent sight of the rocket on the pad, later tweeted that he will return for the next attempt. Thank you to NASA and SpaceX for their hard work and leadership. Look forward to being back with you on Saturday, he said. The flight, the long-held dream of SpaceX founder Elon Musk, would have marked the first time a private company sent humans into orbit. It would have also ended a launch drought for NASA. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.